Sybil.
Happy Tank Tuesday, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, we got a live studio audience today in the words of Lavelle Crawford. Where were y'all when I was in here? How come y'all don't show up when I'm here? Where's everybody when I'm here?
Yeah, but they show up for Tank, huh?
They show up for Tank, boy.
Make some noise, live studio audience.
Oh, they in there, man. They are there.
Yeah.
That ain't right. That ain't right, man.
Sybil, have you heard this album?
Yes, I have.
The explicit version or the clean version?
The explicit version, and I wasn't ready for that. And
wow.
Neither were the little people in my car when I put the album in.
Oh, you did?
And the CD in and played a little bit before.
Yeah, a lot of grown folks words.
A lot of grown folks business.
Yeah, I heard it really grown
folks. It is
folks,
so nasty. Oh, my God.
I know you love it.
I love it. This is my favorite album of all time. This Tank has got, I don't even know, what could he possibly put on the clean version?
I don't know.
There's nothing left, honey.
There's nothing left.
If he takes the dirty words out, there's just silence.
It's just there's some, and there's some, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, this is really, I love this.
Every song, is that every song or just
every
few
song?
Oh, yeah.
Every song.
Every song. Every song.
It's grown folks music.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yes. Okay.
So that's not what he's doing today, though, right? He's cleaning it up a little bit, right?
Well, we're going to see. Because I listened to the explicit. And
Super Dave, get your hand on the beat.
I don't know how he's going to do it. Okay, so Creflo Dollar didn't get his jet, but he might get a highway named after him.
He wants a highway named after him.
Nah,
it's...
Old National Highway in South Fulton County.
I know exactly where that is. He wants that name after him.
Yes. Yes, it's a Senate Resolution 805, sponsored by Senator Donzella James. His church is in her district. And she's already had some victories on doing something like this, because last year she named a portion of Atlanta Spring Street as the new Gladys Knight Highway.
I get that.
But Old National Highway named after Creflo Dollar, I don't really get that. Old National, what could you call it? What would be a good name for it, Sybil? How about Old Rich Ass Minister? How about that?
He is the prosperity preacher, so yeah. you figure.
I need a plane.
And it begs the question, does Jesus have a highway?
Jesus does not have a highway.
All our roads, hopefully, go.
All our roads are Jesus' roads, yeah.
In one direction.
He's just out of control. Is he out of control? He might be out of control. He wants a plane and a highway.
Yeah.
He didn't get that Gulfstream, but he will get maybe a highway.
If you're a basketball fan, did you stay up last night and see the match between the Spurs?
Was it a match?
And
was
that what you call
was
it?
Was that a game?
That was an A-whipping, definitely, right? That was a can
you
of.
You probably go to sleep early. You probably went to sleep early and then woke up to find out that Steph Curry finished with 37 points.
Golly.
And the San Antonio final score Spurs was lost by 30 points.
120
to 90. Tim Duncan did not play. He didn't play.
He did not play.
Would it have mattered?
I can't say that we know.
Can't say that we don't know.
Now, Super Dave and the real, you know,
basketball,
football, the sports analysts say that the coach of the Spurs won't show you what he's got until you get to the playoffs. So
they're holding back.
In other words, they're holding back. In other words, there's really nothing wrong with with Tim Duncan's knees.
Well, and there are. That's why he's holding back until he really needs them.
Yeah. So that's what the real
need a lot of caring for until you really need them.
I'm just saying that's what the pros say. Okay. Jermaine Jackson's wife won't be charged.
Oh Lord. Whoa, man.
For biting her husband in the leg.
He picked her, didn't he? Because
police said he spat on her first and then she bit him and they fought like crazy.
And Jermaine
and they couldn't decide who the aggressor was, so the charges she was arrested in November and the charges have been dropped.
That wasn't spit, that was juice from his hair. That was not
could be. Yeah.
Could you get over could here? Be. My wife's just acting real crazy. What? Can you get over here as fast as you can? Everything's happening. It's just crazy.
Who's on the phone? A child?
It's me, Jermaine.
I bet he screamed when he got bit. All right, what happened to the Malaysian airline? Remember Malaysian Airline 370? Still haven't found it.
2 years almost.
It's been 2 years. Well, the other day, 3,000 miles away from where they think they lost the plane, they found a piece of wreckage that they think might be.
No.
They've identified it?
They said it's not.
It's not.
They said, this part isn't either.
This is not.
This came out last night. They said, nope. Thought it was.
They
found
the piece, but that's not it.
That's not it.
That's not it. This is the second piece they thought they found, but that's not it.
Nah.
So what happened?
Exactly.
Where is plane?
Well, Mr. Conspiracy, you have the floor.
You do love a good conspiracy.
Mr. Conspiracy, you have it. Good, take it away.
Yeah. It's all
yours. Only thing I got is UFO. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense. A UFO just sucked it up.
Took the whole plane, huh?
Took the whole plane. Yeah. That's the only thing that I'm sorry. I have nothing.
That's all you got, Mr. Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I got. Yeah. The snow. I'm in New York. And it's melting.
Most people are trying to get out of there. You fly right into it.
You had to go into New York.
Well, it's over. It's over.
Well, the cleanup still is going on.
Yeah.
When that snow melts, man, it's going to be crazy.
And still, there are flights that are canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Still there are flights that are canceled. Washington, D.C., they didn't handle it well, huh?
Well,
they didn't handle the snow.
They weren't expecting, quite this much. There were guesses. There were suppositions on the part of meteorologists, like Paul Goodloe said yesterday. But this was more than a notion. And for another day, things will be shut down in
the
nation's
capital. Were people stuck in the airport, Zip, Blair? I mean, you have some people.
You were there.
Well, I got out of there. I got the hell out of there.
But
man.
When you were there, did you see people?
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
There are people still stuck there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was in Miami yesterday, and they were crying, and whining. 51 degrees.
It's cold.
It's so cold. I know. Global warming is real.
Global warming.
I mean, just crying and whining all in the streets. You thought the plague could come through.
Tinker, it's cold.
Tinker.
It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
We got to wear long sleeves down here.
To go salsa dancing.
It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. 51, and they were just crying and whining. Then I get here to New York, and everything's moving. Schools are open, but everything is closed in Washington, D.C. They can't handle it. All right, it's Tuesday, and Tank's going to perform.